You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Hack your pearly whites with these high-tech toothbrushes by Christopher Null. Good news, tooth decay and other dental problems are on the decline. Bad news? Not by much. If you're over 20, there's a 91% chance you've had at least one cavity. By the time you're middle-aged, some of those will have rotted and fallen out of your mouth. The solution? Brushing your teeth, just like Mom told you. Good dental hygiene doesn't require a fancy electric toothbrush, but dentists commonly recommend them because, let's be honest, you suck when it comes to brushing your teeth. You don't brush for long enough. You don't cover all the tooth and gum surfaces. You don't have the right motion. You leave so much of the plaque encrusted on your teeth that you may as well eat gummy bears before bedtime. Electric toothbrushes can solve all of the above problems, but they're expensive, even before the cost of replacement brush heads, and getting the most out of them takes as much training as a manual brush. That has led directly to the industry's latest upgrade to oral hygiene, the Smart Electric Toothbrush. These Bluetooth-connected brushes pair with your smartphone and guide you through the brushing process, showing you which teeth to focus on, for how long, and even how fast you should be moving the brush head around. Are they worth the extra coin? Maybe. I spent several weeks testing 6 brush models, both app-enabled and simpler models, to figure out which was the most effective, easiest to use, and most worthy of the investment. Let's start with the smart toothbrushes. For something app-enabled, turn to Philips or Oral-B, the two major makers of smart toothbrushes. I reviewed the top-of-the-line models from each brand, starting with the Philips Sonicare FlexCare Platinum Connected HX9120, $162 on Amazon, rating 9 out of 10. The FlexCare Platinum pulls out all the stops, as it should for close to $200. A textured grip on one side makes the brush easy to hold, and brush heads are slim but sturdy. The entire thing maneuvers easily in your mouth. That's good, because Philips' app, which connects to the brush via Bluetooth, will have you moving around a lot. The app divides your mouth into 6 sections and visually guides you through each of them, thanks to sensors in the brush handle that detect positioning, and thus which teeth you're brushing. As you brush your teeth front and back, each mouth zone turns from gray to white. The better you do, the whiter they get, and the app provides constant feedback on whether you're moving the brush too much or pressing too hard on your teeth. There's a lot of useless clutter in the app, but the primary brushing tutor works well and offers instruction on exactly how you're supposed to brush with an electric, a light hand, slow movements. The 3 brushing modes and 3 intensity levels allow for customized configuration, but my favorite part of the kit is the charging station, which features a chamber for storing up to 2 brush heads. The storage case also sanitizes brush heads with ultraviolet light when the brush is not in use. That may be a massive gimmick, but the germaphobe buried deep inside of me appreciates it nonetheless. If a toothbrushing app seems like overkill, consider the simpler Philips Sonicare Diamond Clean HX9392, $185 on Amazon, rating 8 out of 10, which offers a similar brushing experience, plus two more brushing modes, minus the intensity settings. The brush works just as well as the FlexCare, but the real sell is the charging station. Rather than a clinical hunk of plastic, you store this brush in a glass case that wirelessly charges the brush. It's a nifty system and by far the most elegant way to keep your countertop decluttered. The other major app-enabled brush we considered is the Oral-B Genius Pro 8000, $159 on Amazon, rating 6 out of 10. The Oral-B is a rotary brush, so bristles spin around instead of vibrating back and forth as they do on Sonicare brushes. Choosing between rotary versus sonic brushes comes down to personal preference. Both can clean your teeth equally well if the brushes move fast enough. The app experience, however, is a much different situation. Rather than relying on sensors to detect the brush's position, the Oral-B app uses your phone's camera to visually monitor your brushing. That's easier said than done. It requires sticking your phone to the mirror with a big suction cup holder and standing perfectly still while you're brushing, or else the app bombards you with complaints that your face isn't visible. There's no timer nor any visual feedback of your face in the screen, probably because people are gun-shy about filming themselves in the bathroom, making it even tougher to get right. Even with everything perfectly situated, the app habitually misreads the brush's location. As a result, I found myself focusing more on where I was standing rather than how I was brushing. While the app is a total wash, the brush itself is fast and capable, with 6 operating modes, and easy to maneuver, though it's a mystery as to why designers paired a black brush with a white charging base. And now the not-so-smart toothbrushes. Okay, maybe you don't want an app for brushing your teeth. That's fine, you don't need one. For app-free options, I tried the Waterpik Complete Care 5.5, $99 MSRP, $120 on Amazon, rating 5 out of 10, which combines an oscillating rotary brush with a Waterpik water flosser. If you're not old enough to remember the Waterpik craze from the 1980s, imagine an at-home dental device filled with water, which you could use for water spray wars with your little brother when you were supposed to be cleaning your teeth. It was also said to be really good for you. Waterpik claims its method works 50% better than string floss for your gums. If you're a fan of the pick, a combo solution like the Waterpik Complete Care will reduce counter clutter, but the toothbrush itself is on the clunky side, with a thick, slippery handle and a stubby brush that's tough to maneuver in your mouth. The motor is so loud it sounds like it's about to take flight, particularly in its fastest of 3 modes. And despite the massive base station, there's no built-in storage for multiple brush heads or picks, making it best suited for just one user. Besides the brush, the Waterpik water flossing experience feels just as disturbing as ever, with warm slobber running out of your mouth and hopefully into the sink during the lengthy cleaning process. If you prefer a sonic-style brush head but want to keep the water feature, the Waterpik Complete Care 5.0, $99 MSRP, $81 on Amazon, comes in a virtually identical package but gives you a traditional sonic brush instead. Of course, if you just want the basics, you can find an electric toothbrush for much less. Excellent no-frills models are widely available from around the $50 to $60 mark, including a rotary one from Gobi, $65, rating 5 out of 10. This brush comes with a 2-speed motor and a basic stand for charging and drying, and that's it. You only get one brush head in the box because Gobi wants you to sign up for its subscription program. You pay $50 up front instead of $65, and you agree to pay $6 per brush head shipped every 1, 2, or 3 months as you prefer. Subscription toothbrushes, much like subscription razors, promise convenience for the user and reliable cash flow for the manufacturer and are growing in popularity. As for the brush itself, the relatively narrow handle feels nice in the hand, but the chunky brush head can be, like the Waterpik 5.5, difficult to maneuver around the mouth. That said, if you're focused, it does a credible job of getting your teeth clean, which will make your mom and your dentist proud.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.